Good evening, and thank you to everyone for joining us on TPCR, the Paranormal Chronicles Radio. I am your host, G.L. Davis, founder of theparanormalchronicles.com, owner of Pembrokeshire Beyond since 2015, and author of A Most Haunted House. On this podcast, not only shall we be giving our Pembrokeshire Paranormal Hardcore Faithful the new Pembrokeshire Road Trip Challenge, with a little something extra exclusive to Podnast listeners to get involved in, but also, as theparanormalchronicles.com is a global community, we have something that everyone worldwide can get involved with. I think you will really, really enjoy this. The theme for this haunted road trip is myths and monks. We have some very, very spooky locations and some great ghost stories for you tonight. Tonight I'm joined at the Paranormal Chronicles office by Paranormal Chronicles regular Gwyn Thomas. Hello, Gwyn.
Hello, Gav.
Hello. I understand you have some amazing locations for the haunted road trip.
I do. Some truly spine-chilling locations dotted across Pembrokeshire, and I know that our listeners will be fascinated by them.
Well, I know what you've got coming up. I know what you've coming up, and I'm excited.
Yeah. Good.
Because it's
good.
One of my
favourites.
Well, I think this is going to be a road trip that's going to be hard to top. It's so good. You and our next guest have chosen such fantastic locations.
Wonderful locations.
And I'm also joined by Karen Williams from karenwilliams.co.uk, a new website dedicated to spiritual advice and guidance. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
Hello, Ken. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Right, you've got a brand new website, Spiritual Advice and Guidance. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I've recently launched this website, and it's got a blog, and I'm happy to give spiritual guidance to people.
Excellent.
And we offer card readings.
And, Ken, we can get in touch with you at karenwilliams.co.uk, so people wanting a bit of spiritual advice, guidance, they can have some readings, they can get in touch with you through that.
Yeah, definitely.
That is excellent. That is good stuff. Now, last month, we launched a Pembrokeshire haunted road trip and alleged haunted locations for you to visit. The response was overwhelming, with over 12,000 hits on the Pembrokeshire Beyond website. We had reports, photos and messages regarding the challenge. Your enthusiasm really impressed us, and thank you to everyone who got behind it. Now, can I make this perfectly clear? This is just a challenge. There is no cost. You don't have to book tickets. No cost.
Absolutely no cost.
It's free. People were like, how much? How do I book tickets?
They were after this because there's no cost.
They just get in the car.
Wonderful.
You know, if you haven't got a car, taxi would probably be quite expensive. So
yeah, don't do it in a taxi.
Or walk.
Or a bus.
This one's going to be hard to walk.
Yeah.
But so it's free to do. We will give you the locations. We will give you the paranormal sightings and the reports, and off you go.
Yeah.
And we got a message from one of them troll sorts. He said, "This tour stinks. I did not see one ghost." But just for all our listeners and our readers and our viewers, we cannot guarantee any paranormal activity will be experienced. If we could, we wouldn't be sat here, but living in a huge mansion, wearing gold crowns and big fur coats, laughing our heads off. The guy who messaged us didn't say stink, by the way, but we want to keep this PG. Until at least we record the Pembroke Dock paranormal sex case later this month. So that's one where you put the kids to bed really early. You want to stay up for that.
Yeah.
That will shock you.
I'm excited by that one.
Not in that way, I hope. Can we also say that we don't want the old Bill on our doorstep, so please be careful and respectful while you're out on your haunted road trip. No trying to steal a gravestone or anything berserk. So Creatures Night, let us begin. And to our global listeners, please, please keep listening because we have something very, very special for you. Karen, I would like to start with you. I love your location so much. It's one of my favourites. If people haven't visited this already, then it's berserk. They need to get this. So what have you got as location one?
Well, for my location, I've picked St. Gobbins because
yes.
There's amazing stories behind it. St. Gobbins is an ancient chapel built into the cliff surface. It's a very ancient area built in the coastline of Pembrokeshire.
And can I just say, there's lots of myths and legends, but you know of two ghost stories in the area?
Yeah, definitely. The first one happened shortly after Hurricane Bertha. A couple went down to photograph the end of the hurricane while it was obviously massive waves crashing against the cliffs.
It was quite spectacular, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, very
dangerous.
Yeah.
But they heard the screams, so they followed it, thinking someone was in distress. They followed it through the car park. Well, they heard the scream again and white lights on the cliff.
Yeah.
And they followed it down to a cave in the end. And there was this white glow in the cave, and they heard a scream. So this man obviously thought someone was in distress. The water was up quite high, went into this cave panicking, looking around for this child that they assumed it might have been. Couldn't find anything at all, so they were quite distressed by the encounter.
Very, very creepy, because I covered the report at the time, because everyone knows St. Govan, so the myths.
Every locally, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they know the myth about St. Govan, the bell, the rock.
It was generally, isn't it?
But that was something new, and unfortunately a lot of paranormal tourists tried to go down as well, and some of them got into some difficulty down there. Now, there's a sadder ghost story as well you're aware of.
There is indeed. A couple used to visit St. Govan's and have picnics every weekend, and it was a regular thing for them to go do. And then sadly the wife passed away. They were like madly in love, but she sadly passed from cancer, and her husband just found it really overbearing to deal with the loss of his wife.
Just to continue to live.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, unfortunately, he jumped off the cliff.
Oh,
So now there's reports going on of witnesses seeing out the corner of her eye an old gentleman jumping off a cliff.
Very unbelievable, I think. The whole emotion behind that sort of incident is totally believable, isn't it? And you can
sort of
imagine somebody wanting to follow their loved spouse into another world.
Well, the great thing about St. Govan's is it hasn't been touched by time.
No, not at all.
You could be stepping
absolutely.
Back 600-700 years ago and nothing will have changed.
Nothing at all.
And it's a hive of paranormal activity. You've got angels, pirates, ghosts,
the
magical hermits.
Steps.
The Mystic Steps. Do you know the story of the Mystic Steps?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Well, there's apparently something magical about the steps. When you walk down, you can count them, and when you walk back up, they're a different number.
That's
no one
right.
gets the same number.
Yeah, that's very true. I've experienced that myself. I've absolutely experienced it.
What number did you get? Can you remember?
43.
74. That's mad off,
that's
isn't it?
Crazy.
That's mad.
Crazy.
Yeah, you must have been drinking that. You were taking
very
two at a time.
Very
or something.
Yeah.
Apparently, if you drink from the water in the well, it cures certain diseases as well.
Wales is well known for its wells. It's ancient spiritual wells from Holywell in the north of Wales all the way down to South Pembrokeshire, right the way across the country. It's a hive of healing energies across the country.
It's a very spiritual location, you know. Angels actually got involved in recovering the silver bell that pirates stole. And they brought it back and hid it in a rock.
Mm.
And only St. Govan knew where it was. And he'd hit the rock and it'd be the sound of a thousand bells. It was insane. It was like, what was happening in that area? So, Karen, that was fantastic. What an incredible location. Myths and sightings galore. Definitely bring your camera for that one, people. It is a stunning location. And if you're not familiar with any of our locations tonight, then just visit the PembrokeshireBeyond.com website to find out more. Now, next, we have another incredible location. We really, really are spoiling you. On this haunted road trip, we've got another very similar location, but in a different part of the county. What have you got for us, Mr. Thomas?
We have another monastic-type location. We're talking about Nevin here in North Pembrokeshire, a very, very spiritual place, ancient in extreme, a place of pilgrimage. The church is dedicated to St. Brynach, the 6th century.
It's got a ghost, has it?
It has indeed got a ghost. In fact, a couple of ghosts, I'd say.
Ah, that's what we like, couple of ghosts.
Indeed. There's apparently a ghostly white-robed man. Or the sound of children playing late at night in Nevin Church.
I don't know what would worry me.
The kids. I think we're all naturally going to be more unsettled by the sound of children. Possibly worse in a different way. I think the terrible blood-curdling screams that are heard deep within Nevin Castle. Deep underground.
So can I just confirm that... So the first of you've got three locations. The first one is Nevin Church.
The first is Nevin Church.
And
itself.
That's haunted by a ghostly robed monk.
Man. Yeah, absolutely.
And then we've got some children.
Yeah, who play within the churchyard.
Excellent.
Of many fantastic things in Nevin Church itself. One, you've got the Celtic stone cross at Nevin. And also you've got a much, much earlier thing as well. The Ogham stone at Nevin. Now that's actually got the pre-Celtic writing on it, called Ogham, hence the name Ogham Stone. It also marks the grave of a Roman legionnaire. So that's something else to think about as well, because there's also a Latin inscription on that as well.
Because I'd heard, but I couldn't find anything in my research, but I heard that a ghostly Roman soldier had been seen at Nevis, but I couldn't find anything to back that up.
Exactly. I think there's been some sort of... there's talk of it, but nothing actually concrete has been reported. And I'd say, you know, it's completely believable, given that the furthest west that the Roman legions actually got in Britain.
Can I just interrupt, there is one amazing thing at Nevern Churchyard.
Incredible as well.
Yes. The tree.
The bleeding tree.
Yeah.
It's a yew tree, which are common in churchyards across the country, really. But in Nevern, the yew tree, there was one particular yew tree there, which is on the right-hand side as you're going into the churchyard. Which looks to be bleeding a human blood. That's what it looks like. Now, it's understood that it may be bleeding because it's reacting to the hanging of a monk who was wrongly accused of a crime. Or the other myth, possibly, is that the tree is bleeding and won't stop bleeding until a Welsh prince is installed at Nevern. Now, or that world peace is achieved.
That's
nice. Bleeding in sympathy with the world, really. I think that, you know, that's a nice thing to think about in that respect.
You know, I'd rather think it was, that it's bleeding because we haven't found world peace, as opposed to it's bleeding because we hung a monk there.
Yeah. I think he's probably thinking
that's
of
that's a nicer
line.
Story.
I think it's a nicer story, yeah.
So,
and actually, it's a bigger story, isn't it?
Yeah, and everyone can help the tree stop bleeding by being nice to each other.
Exactly.
So that's a nice
one. You can right the wrong.
You can right the wrong.
Exactly, we can all work together to right that wrong and work for world peace.
Can I just say as well, this is really, really important. The tree at Nevern, with the bleeding. Don't use. Taste it. Do not
no.
put it in your mouth.
Yew trees are fantastically toxic.
Yes. You will probably become part of one of our ghost stories.
Yeah,
you drink.
Right.
Drink the yew. Yeah. Don't touch it. Photograph it. Do what you want, but don't touch it. And certainly don't rub it in your eyes or put it in your mouth. I know that sounds obvious, but there are people who have done this and got very, very ill. So we don't want that. We don't want people dying on our road trip. Right,
absolutely.
You've got another location. You mentioned something about Nevern Castle.
Nevern Castle. Nevern Castle's fantastic. It's another wonderful location. You're so spoilt in Nevern with locations. Nevern Castle sits atop the promontory hill that sits overlooking the church and Nevern village proper. An incredible earthwork at the time. It really is. It's deep stone-cut ditches there. And there's two towers have been uncovered recently during excavations. And, well, the story goes that people have heard sounds of cries of anguish from underneath the ground in the castle, which is a truly awful thought that somebody may well have been, you know, permanently imprisoned there. You know, their body or some tortured soul locked deep in some forgotten dungeon underneath the tower, and I think that's a truly awful idea. And I can imagine why. I think I'd still be screaming now.
Yes,
yeah,
if I was that person
locked in that dungeon, I think I'd be pretty upset about it.
Because I heard a report that it was a couple having a picnic.
And they heard
this. This was in the middle of the night, in the daytime, and they could hear screaming underneath them.
And you can imagine how frightening that must be.
Oh, terrible. And apparently, I'm not sure, it is up on the website, go and check it out, that they put their ear to the ground and it just stopped. It was like a howl of pain and it just stopped. Now, some people say it might be badgers or foxes or animals underground, but...
Yeah, it's possible. All those things are possible, you know, but
We will investigate, and we will look into stuff. But it's a good ghost story.
It is a good ghost story.
Otherwise, it's just a
fear. And it's an unusual ghost story, isn't it? The whole underground thing.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's
it's enough to give you chills alone.
It is, yeah. An imprisoned soul.
That might be the scariest ghost story we've had.
So far, yeah.
Someone's buried alive or in perpetual torture.
There's more to come, isn't there? More to come.
So you said there's three locations, but I think this one ties in very nicely with... Oh no, there's more, there's another ghost at Nevern Castle.
Yeah, there is another ghost at the castle as well. of a bearded man wearing a strange cap. It was described as like a bra, like a padded bra.
Like a bra? A
cup. Like a cup of a bra.
Okay, right.
Yeah, and that's called an arming cap. A very, very, very fashionable piece of headwear in the medieval times. Something quite associated with peasants or...
So it would have been the fashion at the time the castle was built.
At the time the castle was built, absolutely.
Because you've got to be careful. Like, I don't know if you remember this one, Mr. Thomas, but a long time ago we had a report of a medieval knight in Pembroke, and it turned out there was a reenactment happening that day.
Yeah.
People were like, we're seeing ghosts, he's in the daylight, he's crossing the road.
I once experienced something very similar in Worcester, really, walking through Worcester, and all of a sudden a Civil War gun carriage and team came round the corner. And I thought, my God, what's going on here? And of course, they were just reenacting.
It is. So you got it. So it's quite obvious, but be careful, guys. You might just be seeing a guy coming out of a shop with like a can of Coke and a bag of crisps or something like that.
Exactly.
There we go. So the third location that I understand ties in very nicely with your first one.
So basically, you've done the church, the castle.
Amazing.
But this one, the last one, is, I think myself, the most fascinating of all.
No ghosts, though.
No ghosts.
Okay, that's
something
fine.
Probably more than that, I would say.
Okay.
Probably more fascinating than that again. Legends, and a really good one. Now, the origins of this particular area of Nevin are sort of hidden in the mists of time, really. And there's a lot of speculation about how this cross actually came to be here. But as I inferred earlier on in our conversation, really, Karen, I think the cross itself predates the cross at Nevin. Basically, you go up on the Pilgrim's Trail, and this Pilgrim's Trail eventually gets you to St. David's. But the cross at Nevin was apparently a centre of pilgrimage long before St. David. So we're looking at probably 1st, 2nd century AD.
Okay.
We're talking at the pretty much at the very end of the Roman occupation of Britain. Again, a phenomenal story around this. Now, the cross is actually not a Celtic cross, again, which is unusual for the time. It's actually a Roman cross, a proper cross. And this particular cross is carved into the rock face on the Pilgrim's Trail. So, as you're walking along the Pilgrim's Trail, you come up the road from the church, carry on, and on your right-hand side, you'll see this cross just carved in the rock there. And if you look more closely at that, you'll see that actual cross isn't just carved in the rock. It's actually carved into a dry stone wall.
Yes.
And I've shown this to you before.
Yes, it's very exciting.
Up there. The most fascinating thing about this is that the dry stone wall that the cross is part of, now bear in mind we're talking probably 200, 300 AD, it looks to be the entrance to a cave that's been walled up.
Why would they have walled it up?
Well, this is the fascinating story. Now, whether it's the last, you know, Arthur, King Arthur, did he bring the Holy Grail there? Was the Holy Grail found? Was it brought to Nevin, which may or may not be some Arthurian location?
Can I just say,
yeah,
I've heard that the tree at Nevin Churchyard bleeds because of... They believe behind that wall...
It could be
the cross of Christ.
The cross used in the crucifixion.
The cross used in the crucifixion of Christ was hidden behind that wall, because why else would there be a mark in the middle of nowhere?
Why might it be there?
So, just to reiterate for our intrepid adventurers out there, location two is actually three locations. That's Nevin Church, which has a ghostly monk.
Yeah.
We've got the kids,
the
bleeding tree.
Yeah.
Then we've got Nevin Castle with terrifying screams coming from under the ground.
Yeah. And the guy with
a bra on his head.
Absolutely. The bearded guy with the bra on his head.
And then, if that wasn't enough...
Not to disrespect the guy in any way.
Well, you know, if people want to wear a bra on their head...
Let's wear it, you know?
Exactly. Let them carry on. So the third location is the Pilgrim's Cross.
It is.
Loads of mythology, legends galore. What is behind that wall? Go up there, find out, guys. Do not break the wall down. It is protected.
That is the thing. This wall has been is protected by Cadw, the Welsh monuments, and it really is an ancient monument in Wales, and a very, very special one. So absolutely no vandalism.
Yeah, please don't vandalise it. Now, that is an absolutely fantastic location. Lots to think about there. So between St. Gavin and Nevin, people are in for such an amazing treat. Stunning historical locations, incredible myths, legends, mysteries, and of course, sightings of ghosts. Next, we'll have the next location and some exciting news for our Pembrokeshire listeners and of course, for our global following too. So first, here's a quick break.
Looking for spiritual advice and guidance? Then join me, Karen Williams, for help and answers to your spiritual problems. Follow this blog talk channel so you never miss out as I answer your questions. Or visit karenwilliams.co.uk for more information. You are not alone.
Do you believe in ghosts? A Most Haunted House is the number one worldwide true haunting bestseller set in Pembrokeshire that Yuri Geller said was an amazing account of what seems to be a real haunted house. A Most Haunted House is available on Kindle, Audible, and in paperback through Amazon. Do you read?
The Paranormal Chronicles.
And we're back. What a chilling advert that was. Karen, now I saw on your website you have a number of bespoke items available. I've already ordered my dream catcher. What else do you have on your website?
Well, we offer a lot, really, Gav. We offer handcrafted jewellery.
Excellent.
Spiritual art.
Nice.
Bespoke handcrafted shells.
I saw that. Really? The one you did with the wolf was beautiful. You actually gave that to me as a gift.
Yeah.
I loved that. It's on Place of Pride on my cabinet.
I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, thank you.
We also offer card readings and dowsing rod readings. If you go to the website, you can be able to request one, and I'll email that to you.
So they can go on your website. Well, people, please support and visit karenwilliams.co.uk. Plus, if anyone has any spiritual worries or questions, then we're going to record an Ask Karen podcast right here on TPCR, the Paranormal Chronicles Radio. So get in touch through theparanormalchronicles.com or karenwilliams.co.uk. And can I just say that Karen is spelled K-E-R-Y-N. So that's karenwilliams.co.uk. And listen out for that podcast. The final location. We have St. Gavin's in the Salford County and Nevin in the north. So let's go central with the ghostly monk of Haverford West. This ties in nicely with our theme of myths and monks. At this location, you can win some really cool stuff for taking part. We didn't do that in the first haunted road trip, so we are this time. We want to reward your efforts. So here we go. This is in fact two locations. The first location is St. Mary's in the centre of Haverford West. It's the church at the top of Haverford West. A ghostly monk has been seen exiting the back of the church, heading up Tower Hill. Now this is the creepy part. As the monk walks up Tower Hill, he starts to submerge into the road until he vanishes.
Whoa.
He doesn't walk on top of the road, he walks through the road.
As if from another time.
As if he's walking a footpath from another time. He then is seen on the Rifleman's Field, which is near Guston Avenue, near Winch Lane. And then it is seen walking down Winch Lane, down Union Hill. Down Union Hill by the entrance to Clay Lane. He walks again down the road and he disappears into the cement, into the road. And then he emerges at the bottom and disappears into the wall. Now, the two locations we have for you, the first one is St. Mary's Church, Haverford West. Lots of famous haunted buildings here which we can't go into, but let's just say one is related to Tasker Millwood School. The school kids here might know of this one. Very close to location. I actually lived in a house there that was quite haunted.
It was
quite haunted, yeah. But that's another story for another time. The second location is Priory Ruin. Most people who drive Freeman's Way will have seen it there. So on the right is that old priory, all ruined. That is where the monk is said to go. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to the first location at St. Mary's and then to the priory. Now, the first sighting of the monk was seen in 1729. It's been seen regularly all the way up to recently. There was big reports in the 80s, in the 90s. A few weeks ago there were reports. So, can I say to the people who try and credit themselves or hoaxing the whole monk story, that please can we hook up so we can take a trip in your DeLorean? I've always wanted to see what Haverford West looked like in 1729. We could do a whole show just on the crazy stuff we hear from trolls and attention seekers. Maybe we'll do a podcast later in the month, guys, with all the crazy stuff.
We should.
That'd be hilarious.
Definitely.
It would be pretty funny. And if you want us to do that, then let us know. No. Anyway. You want to do that?
Oh,
we get loads. We get loads of people with the most berserk stuff ever. You know, people don't like what we do. They don't like what the paranormal community is all about. So they try and get attention.
Just,
makes me laugh. I love it.
So it's hilarious.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to do the Pembrokeshire road trip, do you want to be rewarded for your efforts? Of course you do. Anyone that takes a selfie at both St. Mary's at Tower Hill and at the Priory Ruin in Halford West, and either hashtags it Pembrokeshire Beyond on Facebook or post it direct to the Pembrokeshire Beyond Facebook, will be entered into a draw to win a T-shirt of your choice from the Paranormal Chronicles shop. Just go to paranormalchronicles.com, click on the shop paranormal page to see what you could win. Plus, you'll win a signed copy of the worldwide best-selling haunting set in Pembrokeshire, A Most Haunted House, signed by yours truly. And you'll get an email reading from Karen, courtesy of KerenWilliams.co.uk. That's cool,
that's
yeah?
That's a fantastic set of prizes.
Yeah, so all you've got to do is, you don't have to do the whole road trip. All you have to do is get a selfie of yourself at Tower Hill, at St. Mary's, and at the Priory Ruin. Anyone from Pembrokeshire should probably be able to easily find those places,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's worth it just for the chance.
Just worth it for the chance.
Definitely.
But that's not all. That is
what,
not
more?
All.
There's more.
There's
truly
more. This is cool. So, like,
the
T-shirt, the book, and an amazing reading from Karen. There's something really exciting, right?
Yeah.
Every month, we're going to do a new road trip. Everyone who wins the prize will also be put into another prize draw. And at the end of the year, we're going to pick out one winner. So you'll have won your T-shirt and everything great. One person win that every month. But all those winners will go into another draw. And that winner will come with us on a very, very special investigation in 2016. This isn't one you can just go off with your friends and do. This is a private investigation at a very, very special investigation. And I mean,
this it will be very special.
This is crazy scary, guys. You know, you can only imagine where we're going.
Pulling out all stocks.
We're going to pull out everything. We're going, not everything, I'd be mad. Now, not only will you go, but you can bring a friend. If you're under 18, you will have to bring a parent or a guardian or some form of responsible grown-up. So get those selfies up on Facebook and hashtag Pembrokeshire Beyond, and one lucky winner will win a ton of cool stuff. Plus, be put into a draw to join us on a very, very special investigation next year. Now, I said we had something very special for everyone. It does not matter if you live in New York or Nayland, Milford Haven or Melbourne, Australia. It doesn't matter where you are. We have a special competition for all of you. You can win the T-shirt, you can win the signed copy of the book, you can have an email reading from Karen Williams. These are separate prizes from the road trip. All you have to do is take a selfie at the creepiest, scariest place you can find. Maybe you already live there. Maybe the house doesn't look that scary, but has a great ghost story behind it. Tell us a story with your selfie. Maybe it's the house that belongs to the creepy old man that lives at the end of your road. Take a selfie, post it on Facebook and hashtag it A Most Haunted House. It says hashtag A Most Haunted House, or email it to us at theparanormalchronicles.com with your picture, and we will choose the best one. We will have full details up at theparanormalchronicles.com website, so get your camera, get a selfie in front of a creepy looking building, post it on Facebook or tweet it and hashtag it A Most Haunted House. Deadline for both competitions is Sunday the 19th of July, and we will announce the winners in the next Haunted Road Trip radio show. So, yes, thank you, Karen.
I'm genuinely excited about that one.
Yeah.
That's going to be amazing.
We're going to take one of you with us, and we're going to get loads of pictures of crazy
haunted houses. And we're looking to see what people have got across the globe, I think. That's the most fascinating one of all, isn't it?
I can't wait to hear all the personal accounts.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. You know, I'm going to do it. Are you guys going to be doing this?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, I want to see it. Hashtag it, A Most Haunted House. Karen, Gwyn, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, it's been good. We will be doing more podcasts. So thank you to everyone that's listened. Thank you to everyone that will embark on our Pembrokeshire Haunted Road Trip. Do not forget to get the two selfies at St. Mary's and Priory Ruin and hashtag Pembrokeshire Beyond, or post it on the Pembrokeshire Beyond Facebook page. And people worldwide, we look forward to seeing your haunted house selfies, remembering to hashtag A Most Haunted House. Don't forget to press the follow button on Blog Talk so you don't miss the Ask Karen show and any future shows we broadcast. I have been your host, GL Davis. This has been TPCR, the Paranormal Chronicles Radio. Thank you so much for your time. Good night, and do sleep well.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.